Hello, and welcome to the podcast for TheForce.net. My name is Eric, and I'm your host bringing you coverage from the Celebration 3 convention. Today's Wednesday, and the convention doesn't really start until tomorrow, so I've been running around behind the scenes, meeting other TFN staffers for the first time, and hanging out with people from Rebel Scum and Official Picks. But I still managed to sneak in an interview today with Patrick and Jason from Star Wars in 30 Minutes. Now keep in mind that this was done on the spur of the moment, with portable equipment, and it was done in a room where they were still setting up, so there's a little bit of background noise and some microphone popping. But still, it's a great interview, and if you're at the convention this week, you have got to check these guys out. You guys are with Star Wars in 30 Minutes?
Yes, that's correct.
And I want you to introduce yourselves so the listeners can tell whose voice belongs to who.
Okie dokie. My name is Patrick T. Gorman. I'm the writer-director of the show, and also I will be playing Yoda in it.
And I'm Jason Major. I'm the assistant director, and I'm playing Lando.
Okay. What exactly is Star Wars in 30 Minutes, for those people who don't know?
Basically, it's a total reduction of the first three, the original trilogy of Star Wars films. We've been doing it for 10-plus years now.
It's in no way, shape, or form a parody. We like to refer to it as a loving homage to the... to the movies.
When we do it right, yes.
When we do it right.
Exactly.
And if we mess up, it's parody.
It's parody. But basically, it's just we try and honestly, with as little props as possible, do all three films in 30 minutes.
Special effects included.
Cool. Now, what inspired you guys to do this in the first place?
About 10 or 11 years ago, I've always loved Star Wars. Star Wars is where I am, is why I am who I am and where I am today and what I want to do. And I also love Star Wars, and I'd recently saw 15-Minute Hamlet by Tom Stoppard. So I thought of mixing it like the old Reese's peanut butter cups. Your chocolate's in my peanut butter, your peanut butter's in my chocolate, your Lucas is in my Shakespeare, your Shakespeare's in my Lucas. And I went, hey, why don't we do all three Star Wars films? Because, you know, that's basically our Hamlet as such. And amazingly enough, we were able to do it.
Okay, now a little bit about yourselves. Where are you guys from?
I'm originally from a little suburb without a city called North Platte, Nebraska.
Okay. And I'm a Southern California boy.
So how did you guys hook up?
Basically, we both went to USC together. And over a number of years, there had been a program that would go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland where this play was done.
A man named John Blankenship takes... unlucky kids over there, and you know, subjects them to mass amounts of torture.
Yeah, basically. Torture.
The theatrical kind.
Theater torture, and it's a wonderful situation. It's where this play was able to really flourish and find an audience. And they do a number of plays, and this just happened to be one of them. And so we met through that, and unfortunately, we've been with each other ever since, writing and directing and collaborating on numerous projects.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about the rest of the cast and what characters they play.
We have a real eclectic and extraordinary cast that we're just really, really proud of.
This is pretty much an all-star cast from all across, from the very beginning of the show to our latest addition. Every one of these people is the absolute perfect human being to be in the show.
Exactly. Over 10 years, we've had a bunch of different cast members, and so thankfully we were able to get the pick of the crop with this. And we have people who work a lot in the industry, you know, film and TV, and you'll notice a lot of these people in various commercials, TV shows, and stuff that you've seen. We have Mark Kelly, who's just fantastic, playing Han Solo. James Snyder, this really young, great talent who's been cast in a couple big things just recently, who's playing Luke Skywalker. He does a dynamic job. We have the lovely Maya Peters, who's fantastic, playing Princess Leia. We have Scott Walker Mullen doing a fantastic twist on both doing Darth Vader and Chewbacca. And
we have Steve Sansweet, one of the great champions of this show.
Of this show, and we've been wanting to be our Obi-Wan in the show because, I mean, this is our Obi-Wan.
That would work out pretty well, actually. I can see that happening.
And just a fantastic champion of the show that we're extremely grateful to have here with us.
Just to let Steve know what's going on, I'm with TheForce.net, and we have an audio... show, like an internet radio show type thing that we just started. So,
yeah, have you heard of TheForce.net?
It's It's like a little rinky-dink website, a couple of guys in their basement.
Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're good. You should check them out.
A new site.
Yeah.
New site.
Yeah.
New
site. Pretty new.
Been around
for like two or three weeks at least.
Yeah.
It's going pretty well.
Yeah. and the rest of the cast is fantastic as well. We have Mark Reilly doing Emperor Obi-Wan. We have
Lee Goodoff
doing C-3PO.
Lee Goodoff, name present? I'm not sure.
No, she's Goodoff.
Goodoff, she's going by Lee Goodoff.
Yeah,
right.
And Bailey Chadwick is our Boba Fett.
Yep. And also the most insane Star Wars fan of the group. And this is a group of Star Wars fans.
Yeah, she's
scares
the most hardcore.
Us.
Yeah.
But technically she's cute, so it makes up for her hardcoredness.
I mean,
there you go.
If she wasn't in the show, she'd be one of the people who's like waiting, camping outside to be coming to this.
Be coming to our show, even.
That's not a bad fringe benefit then.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's pretty much everyone. If I'm forgetting someone, they will suitably kill me.
They will get very angry at us.
Now, looking at your stage here, I don't see a lot of like big dry ice packets and elaborate sets, and there's no like overhead spotlights and stuff. So, what do you guys do for special effects and the spaceships
two words for special effects? Wiffle ball.
All right.
Bats. Yeah.
I guess that's
kind of
wiffle ball.
Good one.
Okay, wiffle ball.
Why don't you let me take this one, Jason?
Why don't you talk for a minute?
I think basically we try and get it with as cheap and basic a props as you would have as like a little kid or something. What we had in before the marketing push went crazy with this past 10 years, where it's great to be a kid and everything's in existence, lightsabers, guns, you could probably buy the actual spaceships and fly around. When we were kids, we just had like imagination and wiffle ball bats. And so we're taking that same sort of mentality and extrapolating it to our little show because we're cheap. And we're doing enough to get across what we're doing, and also counting on the fact that our audience members have great imaginations and will take it that extra step to go, oh yeah, that's a lightsaber. Oh, they're in a spaceship now. Oh, that's a Wampa. And that's so far it's been great because the fans and the audiences get what we're doing, because we try to be coherent, even for people who have never seen the films. We've had a number of people coming to our show who aren't even familiar with the films, and thankfully we've made enough sense for them to really enjoy themselves and go out laughing and realize, basically what the three films are and the whole story of it.
Just think of all the money Lucas could have saved if he'd just taken your route.
Exactly. Editing. That's all we're saying. Editing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basically, as a cast member, we're just like, when we were kids, playing pretend with
exactly.
our buddies.
We're amazed that we've gotten this far just goofing around.
Yes.
Well, the good thing about this, as far as the props and the special effects and stuff, is it allows people to concentrate on the actual acting.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, with this cast that we have, there is a lot of acting going on, and they're tremendous. I mean,
acting out,
comedy. Again, this is like the world's best Halloween. Whenever we do this, it's just us goofing around, saying lines that we'd be saying anyway, and just goofing off. And the fact that we have, here we're going to have like I think 450 people in here for each show, sort of watching us goof around. You can't ask for better than that. I mean, it's great fun.
That's true. Okay, now let me ask you guys a question, actually a few questions kind of outside of the scope of your show, because you guys are obviously Star Wars fans. Okay, Star Wars is kind of unique in the sense that, look around you. You've got a convention, you've got people signing autographs who maybe have like, two or three minutes of screen time, and they've got huge fan followings. And there's the toy lines and the comic books and the novels and stuff. What's your take on the whole fan phenomenon, so to speak?
I think it's absolutely extraordinary, and it's a testament to the strength of these films and the connection they've made with an entire populace. It's not just the fan aspect is definitely part of it, but Star Wars is so saturated through every single thing, from references to our politics to references in our TV shows, our music, just in our everyday interaction, that you can't go a day, Star Wars fan or not, without making reference to Darth Vader or Yoda or something else. And again, it for me, it's just growing up with these films was the greatest gift I've ever been given.
I think just from the fandom really just comes from the fact that George Lucas, he touched a very raw nerve in American pop culture with this story that anyone can understand, that anyone can sort of put themselves in.
Exactly.
I mean, no matter who you are, you can find a character in the Star Wars universe that you can empathize with.
Relate to.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And there's also a hunger for greatness, and that's what these films are. And
such a rich, deep
world that, you know, you can only beg for more.
I mean, it only makes you better, except for me, unfortunately. It furthers some neuroses because I feel bad that I'm not on Solo. So.
Tell the action figure story.
Come on, tell the action figure story.
Your brother was getting action figures?
Oh, yeah, and that too. My parents messed me up with the toys when I was a kid. They would buy my brother and I each of the toys, and by accident or supposed accident, every time for Christmas or birthdays or whatever, I would get the Empire toys. I'd get a TIE Fighter. He would get an X-Wing. I got the Star Destroyer. He got a Snow Speeder. So I'm not sure if they were trying to tell me I was evil. I mean, they are locked up in my basement, but...
I don't know. A Star Destroyer can do a lot of damage to a Snow Speeder,
exactly.
though.
Exactly. No, I would end up winning the battles, obviously, but...
There was also the time when you were at the store and your brother was getting a Star Wars figure.
Yeah, I have another brother who's a little younger than me, and we were in a Walmart, and he was getting some Star Wars toys, and I was upset because I figured if he was getting some Star Wars toys that my grandmother was purchasing for him, I should get the same amount, which for anybody you listen, that sounds fair. Unfortunately, my brother is 10 years younger than me, and my fiance was with me, and the scene I created was, I'm amazed that the marriage actually happened, to be quite honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is she.
Yeah.
Nice. Steven's answer, you ladies and gentlemen, we'll be here all week.
Be here all week. So, have you guys been keeping up with the spoilers for episode 3 at all?
No.
You're anti-spoiler people.
Yeah, I don't even watch the scenes for, like, if I'm watching Lost, you know, on next week's Lost, I'm not watching the scenes because I'm already there. I know it's good. Same thing with these. Exactly.
Oh, spoilers. Don't
get away. Steve Sansweet at this point is flashing spoilers from, right in front of us. But the film's got me. I don't need any more.
You're already sold on.
I'm already sold. I'm going to be there, so I would like to be surprised and excited. The worst thing I've ever done to myself that I can speak of is that when I was a kid, I got the Return of the Jedi storybook before the film came out, and I read it, and you know all these revelations were there, and I've always been really disappointed that I did that, and I try and apply that to anything else, because again, if there's something I want to see, I'm going to see it. I don't need to know anything else. I want to be surprised.
That makes sense.
The first time.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on the? I mean, there's a lot of controversy comparing the prequel trilogy to the original trilogy. What are your thoughts in regards to comparing one to the other, or is it better to look at the whole thing as one entire picture? Or, I mean, this is the kind of thing that a lot of fans seem to be pretty passionate one way or the other about.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any one answer you can have for that, and I'm not just trying to be diplomatic or what have you. There's a whole generation of fans that grew up with these films when they were kids at the exact right time. And there's a whole other generation of fans that are at the exact right time for these films, and there's a big overlap with that. And I'm not sure that no matter what, that these recent prequels, which are great, fantastic films, could have the same effect that the first three had on those people who were growing up with those three. And I think that's the same situation for these kids now. And I know there's a ton of kids that prefer these three to the original three. And you got to be in the right place at the right time. And that's not to say one trilogy is necessarily better than the other. I prefer the original trilogy because that's where I was at that time, and I was a kid, and it was perfect, and Han Solo was as cool as you could get, and it was just the perfect situation. And again, I love these prequels, but again, at different times, certain things are going to react in a different way, and I'm sure that when I show my kids, you know, the prequels and the trilogies, there's going to be different reactions with each, and you know, we'll get into arguments and what have you.
Well, they're going to be lucky enough to have them all as a whole.
All
to be
as a
able
whole,
to watch
exactly.
Them.
You know,
the and entire story as one long story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that actually begs another question. Would you show them in chronological order or in numeric order? Or I guess to reword that, would you show them in the order they were released or in numeric order?
I don't know.
Because a lot of fans argue that the whole aspect of the Force was introduced better in A New Hope and kind of explains, you know, what the whole Jedi thing really is, whereas in with the prequels you're just
because
kind of already in it.
I'm a micromanaging freak. I would probably show them. Yeah, I would probably show them in the way that I saw them, just because I think that's the way I'm going to do with everything else, with music or other films, and say, look, this is what I started with. This is for you to see. And then, you know, odds are they'll probably see the original trilogy and then watch the prequels and say, hey, the prequels appeal more to me. Dad, you're a nut job. it's one of those things that, you know, it's so great and so healthy to have this discussion because, you know, the fact that we're even discussing that, you know, there might be a preference to one, or how do you do it? Again, just as a testament to the strength of all these films.
Is there any chance of a prequel trilogy in 30 minutes?
Oh, absolutely. George asked us to do it. So if George asks us to do something,
well, then
you got to do it. You know, I mean, our 10-minute Howard the Duck was a little strange, but, you know, this this one we feel pretty good about. But, yeah, we're absolutely going to be doing a prequel, you know, especially since if he asks us, we're dancing naked up the streets of Indianapolis if he asks us to.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty good endorsement.
Exactly.
I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Is that what those sirens were about last night?
That was my Friday night.
Yeah. So do you guys have an ETA on that, or are you still writing it, or just...
You haven't seen the third one yet.
Exactly,
so
the third
that
one.
Can help.
Although...
but you know what to do with the first two.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Are you...
We have the stuff ready to go, you know. I mean, it's just, it's cocked and loaded, we, you know, once Sith comes out. I don't know if we'll be doing it soon after Sith comes out, because, again, we want the films to... We got lucky with this, because the original trilogy, when we started this, had been around for about 18 years, I think, when we started. And it had a chance to really work its way into the culture and seep in. And I think these first the prequels now are going to need a little bit more time to really for the lines to really take as much hold and to be completely familiar. Because obviously, it'll be familiar for the hardcore fans, right, and the people relating to Star Wars. But I think it's still going to be another year or so before it's. Completely, we understand the ramifications of all six together, how the first three play out and everything there, and I think that's what we're going to look at and play with and try and work our magic with again. And there's sort of a connection with that we're going to be trying something new tomorrow night at the opening ceremonies that we've never done. That is our first foray into that sort of arena.
That's interesting.
A big surprise,
it's a
for
surprise,
everybody. We're working on now. In fact, we just started working on it. So somebody could die doing this. But at this
nice.
Point, we
10
think
cast members walk in, nine walk out.
Yeah, I'll be happy if we get nine out. It's something that I think will be fun and hopefully exciting for the fans, and something that we're thrilled to do. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Great.
So,
and if they want to have updates on the show, because we're currently in discussions to possibly have the show go up in a couple places towards the end of the year, hopefully, they can go to www.swt30.com, and that's our official website, and where we list any news and what have you. And if they want to email us and be put on our mailing list, it's all ready to go.
Check out our blog. We don't have a blog.
No, we don't have a
you
blog.
You should get a blog.
We probably should
like
do
saying,
a blog.
I like saying the word blog.
Yeah, he does like saying the word blog. He uses it instead of hello. If they have any email suggestions, thoughts, they want us to go away, just please tell us.
Okay.
Okey-doke, great.
Well, tell you what, why don't we close this out with some comments from Steve Sansweet, since he's sitting here, and obviously he's seen the show before. What do you think of the show?
Sucks.
All right. Well, you don't get much better endorsement than that.
I love the show. From the very first time I saw it and said, this is crazy. From the very first time we heard about it. And you know, I guess it goes back to when Lucasfilm was approving it for USC and for the Edinburgh, for the Fringe Festival. And we heard about it. And then Celebration 2 was coming up. And it was about 2 years before that. I said, well, you know, can we get some pictures or something? Like, do they have a tape of it? Oh, no, they don't have a tape, but they've got some still pictures, and saw some of that stuff and said, man, this is wacky. So sight unseen, we hired them for Celebration, and then we saw it, and it was just great. I must have sat through about four shows at Celebration, and we saw them down in L.A., and still, every time you see them, it's a laugh riot. So, especially for hardcore fans.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate the interview, and good luck with the convention, and hope everything goes well. That's all for now. Tune in tomorrow for more coverage from Celebration 3. Take care, and may the Force be with you.